You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvany ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are inside. Welcome to these Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. The Monster Cast last night. I want to give you a big recap. I've got a bunch of email from a number of you who are listening around the country, so let me set the record straight right now. We did have a little technical snafu yesterday in a switch. And it was electronic. It came out of, let's just call it the mothership that switched over to another program for 7 minutes. We missed 4 minutes of airtime during that mishap and 3 minutes of network advertisement. So it wasn't that significant. It was corrected right away. And those of you who noticed that, I wanted to answer your emails. I did get a ton of email from you. So thank you for picking up on that as you were listening live. But as you all know, the issue was fixed because of the stellar performance of Shonto and others down there at Salem in the network headquarters. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. We're aware of it. I appreciate it. The Monster Show yesterday was really fun, and it was good. It moved really quick, faster than I normally like to move it. We had things, you know, it's live radio, and had a couple guests that I wanted to sneak in with you. One in particular was Dick Heller. That's right, Heller v. DC. Dick's a longtime friend of mine and this program. He and I go back about a decade to his efforts at the case in Washington, of course, that bears his name, Heller v. DC, that changed so many things that the left is now trying to pervert. Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do. I'm going to cover some comments made by Michael Bloomberg, America's gun hater. America's rabid gun hater. I don't need to describe him any other way. But he leads the single most dishonest, hypocritical, lying organization I've ever seen. And he is one of those people that are perverting Heller. And he went out to Rice University and talked about America's epidemic of dishonesty. This guy is an absolute joke if he were not worth billions and so dangerous to freedom in America. We're going to cover that in a minute because it bears significant coverage because of the amount of money that he is spending to come after your rights. And let me tell you something, he isn't doing it honestly. This guy is unbelievable. And I don't know what the psychological condition is for something like this, but this man is trouble. Let me leave it at that. I wish I could describe it in other ways for you, but I can't. Back to the Monster Cast real quick. As a result, we had Dick Heller jump in segment one. And, you know, gosh, 11 minutes, it's the longest segment we have on the program. I have to introduce the program to you, and then we bring Dick Heller in, and there's just not enough time, so we were able to hold him back into the second segment, and that cut into time with Rob Pincus, who was in here for segment two and three. And then and it was wonderful because we had Austin in, Allgaier from Mantis X. He was a lot of fun. We're going to be bringing him back to the daytime program. This is the training tool. I'm a big fan of that stuff. So we really got a lot in that first hour. And then hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins hit us. We went over it. And we missed him the week before because of the National Rifle Association meetings. Of course, a number of questions from you about where was Alan Gottlieb yesterday. Big fan favorite, Mr. Gottlieb is. Alan was traveling back from Washington, D.C., on Saturday. Of course, yesterday was Mother's Day. I don't want him to work on Mother's Day. Go home. He's been gone for the last 8 weekends fighting for your right to bear arms. Take the day off. Spend it with your family, for gosh sakes. And he did, and he's got such an amazing family and a wonderful family, and he was able to spend time with his wife and son on Mother's Day. So needless to say, the program really rolled right along. AWR, we had a lot of ground to cover with AWR as best we can anyway in that one-hour time period in those four segments because he writes so much for Bloomberg, about Bloomberg, I should say. I'm looking at a picture of this guy right now. Michael Bloomberg calls up, and so I apologize. He writes for Breitbart. See, there's the B. There's the slip. But he covers so much ground for Breitbart News that we had to kind of do a little bit of what I call triage, research triage. We got to pick this one, this one, this one, and this one, even though the rest of them are all great. But that's okay because he keeps coming back week after week after week to give us the best information in the world as an award-winning pro-rights journalist that he is. Hour three was a lot of fun. I went back to basics. I always say I go back to basics when George the Mad Ogre Hill is on the program, but he is also a longtime contributor to Armed American Radio. Harkens back to the days we were a one-hour program heard in Atlanta. And George has always been my resident firearms expert. There is very little that George does not know about firearms. And I played Stump the Ogre. You know, his nickname is the Mad Ogre, George the Mad Ogre Hill. And if you've never checked out his page, themadogre.com, let me enlighten you. George Hill is the Internet's original blogger. And you can look that up. Don't take that just for me. I want you to look it up. Do the research. George Hill is known as the blog father. Literally, the godfather of the blog. He began blogging before blog was a word. And the Mad Ogre was the site that he's been doing it on for all of these years. He is literally the original. And he also happens to be one of the nation's foremost experts in firearms hardware. I used to play a little game with him. We called it Stump the Ogre. I'd hit him out of the blue in a conversation. I'd hit him about the most obscure firearm question, and he would immediately go, oh, yeah, well, that occurred when they started to, I mean, he knows it all. He's so much fun to listen to. That, of course, makes him a fan favorite. We talked a little bit about the Glock 19X yesterday, among some other things. And then we gave out a Grilling While Armed split whole chicken recipe, which you're going to love. So make sure to go back and listen to it. I've already gotten some emails about that, and I do appreciate it. Great program yesterday. Armed American Radio's Monster Show was, believe me, you're going to want to go and check it out. All right, coming up in this hour, in my next segment, it's going to be kind of fun. I told you I teased this. I had Dick Heller on the show yesterday. Heller10.com. Heller, HellerTen.com. This is the banquet, of course, celebrating the 10th year of the Heller v. D.C. and the brilliant decision penned by Justice Antonin Scalia, who sadly is no longer with us. And that decision is being twisted and perverted by the left, none other than Bloomberg's minions. And, of course, with tremendous help from their partners in the mainstream media. And believe me when I tell you this, when the media begin, and they know this equation, you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. And they know it. And they've been spinning the Heller D.C. decision, taking words and phrases out of context, out of the context of the decision that Scalia wrote. Now, to be sure, Scalia left a couple things in there open. We know what his intent was when you read the entire decision, which I wish we had time to go over, but we don't. I'm going to ask you to trust me on this one. But we know when we read the entire decision, the context with which Scalia was putting everything together relative to the right to bear arms, the individual right to bear arms, its historical context, dating back, predating the writing of the Constitution and the study that went into this. It was a brilliantly written decision, but to be sure, there were some phrases that the left have hijacked. Imagine that. They hijacked the English language, and they twisted to say, see, even he agreed that gun control is okay, when they leave out the context about guns being used, the most common usage at the time, i.e. the AR-15 and others, which is why we need, see how easy it is to just keep going down this road? I apologize, but it needs to be said. But it is why we need the Supreme Court to get back into the mix here. Gorsuch knows it. Thomas knows it, and I can tell you right now that the liberals on the court know it as well, which is why they don't want to take any other cases. We are going to prevail here at the Supreme Court. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going out on a limb, Mark. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, because when this court is all said and done after 8 years of Trump, you're going to have a 6-3 at worst conservative tip on the court. Better yet, probably 7-2. We will prevail at the Supreme Court. I can promise you that. We've got to get the court to take a case. So far, they have abdicated. They have just bailed on their responsibilities. It is a travesty what they've done by refusing to take these cases. And the more they refuse to take these cases, this all ties back to Dick Hell or to Michael Bloomberg. The more the left gets away with claiming victory. You see, when the Supreme Court refuses to take a case, they tell you and twist that the Supreme Court ruled by letting it stand, that they ruled. They didn't rule on anything. In order to rule, they have to hear the case. Not taking a case and giving you no explanation, all right, is not intentionally letting it stand. It means we didn't want to take this case. It's not a ruling. There is no written ruling at all. In fact, we never know why they choose not to do it. But the Heller 10 banquet, the confirmed speakers, I've been asked to speak at this. I cannot wait to do this. This is going to occur in June, on June 26th. The agenda is huge. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz will be there. Our friend Representative Thomas Massie, he's been on my show a number of times. Dick Heller will be there. My good friend Emily Miller from Emily Gets Her Gun will be there. Cheryl Todd, our friend from Gun Freedom Radio in Arizona, will be there. And a number of others. Edwin Meese will be there. Okay, and the list is building. So we're going to have, coming up, Mr. Heller's representative will be here in just a couple of moments after this break. We're hopeful we can get him on the phone, and we'll talk more about it, give you more details. Don't go away. It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end next Friday. There will be no gun after that. So this is your last chance. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those five winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal your dream Kimber and enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your five chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside these Daily Defense studios, coast to coast with you here today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, the USCCA is giving five of you, my listeners, $1,000, 1,000 bones to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo, okay? They're going to give you the ammo, too. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. It's a Kimber Micro with a laser grip and the extra ammo, completely free, but your chances to win this end next Friday. There's no gun after that, so it's your last chance, all right? Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. Enter in seconds, almost out of time, before the USCCA draws those five winners. Last night on the Monster Cast, I mentioned, and I haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will, reading the email I got from one of you who actually won the Gun A Day giveaway, one of the most recent ones. It's the second or third email that I've gotten, so I love hearing from you when you win these guns. All right, it's great stuff, but you're almost out of time. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. All right, I was talking with you a little bit about Heller 10. If you were listening to the Monster Show last night, you heard me talking with Dick Heller about this. This is something near and dear to my heart. As I said, I've known Dick Heller now for going on a decade, and I can tell you that Mr. Heller has spent over two decades of his life. We kind of were reminiscing about this last year when he was a guest on the show about how much time he's actually spent on this cause. And these are patriots. Dick Heller is a living, breathing patriot. He joined us last night to talk about Heller 10, which is a banquet and a speaking engagement on the steps of the, it's a rally, not a speak, but a rally that will occur at the Supreme Court on June 26th and 27th, there'll be a banquet and followed up with the rally the next day on the steps of the Supreme Court. I've been asked to speak at it. I am absolutely honored and thrilled. Joining me now to talk about it is Tyler Izagirre. He's the president of the Second Amendment Institute. He's a writer for Washington Examiner, and he's also working with Dick Heller on putting together the Heller 10 rally and banquet. Tyler, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I had a good time talking with Mr. Heller about this. We go way back, and you know, I think about how long he's been doing this, and for you to help bring this thing all together, I know it's a tremendous amount of work, but the lineup is looking really, really strong. Can you tell us about what the event's going to be and what it's going to entail?
Yeah, of course. The lineup is thankfully coming together very well. It's been an uphill battle for sure. I've been putting in about probably 50 to 60 hours a week working on this now for the past month. And we have on June 26th, the actual 10-year anniversary of the D.C. v. Heller decision, without which you all know that we wouldn't have our Second Amendment rights. We have the Supreme Court rally at noon, and this is kind of like a hurrah, hurrah rally to rally the troops, to get them excited about celebrating the, you know, the impact that the Heller decision has had into the over 300 subsequent Second Amendment cases that it's led up to. And we got, you know, Senator Ted Cruz for that. We got Congressman Thomas Massey. We got, you know, Senator Albert Lee Guillory from Louisiana. We got yourself, of course, speaking there. Dick Heller, you know, it's just going to be this, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So you really don't want to miss out on it. It is a Tuesday. It's at noon at the Supreme Court, but it's worth taking a day off from work.
it definitely is.
It is. Take the write-up if you have to. Thankfully, I work for myself, so I can take off whenever I want. And then that night, that same night, so we're carrying the momentum into the night, we have the banquet at the City Club of Washington. Now, there's only 120 seats to start with, and only about 100 were on sale. So this is literally one of the most exclusive, important historical Second Amendment events, you know, ever. And tickets are going fast. Heller10.com, T-E-N.com, and we got Massey for that. We got Cruz for that. We got Guillory for that. We have former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese, who was President Reagan's Attorney General and helped put Scalia on the Supreme Court. So each person that's speaking was a key part of building up to the Heller decision and the victory, and who has also carried on the torch to this day.
Yeah, I got to ask you, Tyler, I was talking about this in the previous segment. You probably didn't hear it, but you know, the left is very good at hijacking not only the language and taking it away from us, but they're doing everything they can to hijack out of context Scalia's brilliant words in the Heller decision. And by taking it out of context and only giving us one sentence, they make it sound and twist the Heller decision into their own gun control frenzy. And we all know that it's dishonest as the day is long. But when you see this happening out there right now, and the Supreme Court now, what, four big cases that they have not yet taken, we know they have to step into the fray again. You run the Second Amendment Institute. What are your thoughts when you see this? It's got to drive you nuts. It drives me nuts.
It does drive me nuts. But, you know, running a national organization, just like you see Wayne LaPierre or Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America, you got to keep your cool. Because once you know, the left has every right to lose its cool. But once you lose your cool, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a transphobic, you know, homophobic person, and they throw all these labels at you. You know, yesterday I was on this, you know, I've been trolling Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg on Twitter just to, you know, combat their just blatant lies, especially Cameron Kansky, who is the founder of March for Our Lives.
Right.
And, you know, somehow they pulled Donald Trump into it being a sexual predator. And I said, look, you know, the guy might have said some things in his past that he regrets saying, but let's talk about Bill Clinton, or let's talk about JFK, or let's talk about one of the other past presidents where they're actually, you know, on the record, you know, caught red-handed. And then, you know, I defend sexual predators. I defend rapists. It's just awful. And then they call me curse words and everything. It's just, if it wasn't for, you know, a double standard, the left wouldn't have a standard at all.
Oh, that's a great point. I'm glad you said that, because it's true. It's pure double standard. It's vitriol. It's hatred. And God bless you for out there trolling them. It's really, really tough. You know what's interesting, and I'm going to cover it after you're gone on this, but I'm going to cover this in the third or fourth segment of the program today. But David Hogg is actually out there tweeting now the four gun safety rules from the NRA and linking to an NRA page. It's incredible.
I couldn't believe it.
You've seen it
today. I said, "Wow, I actually agree with Hogg on something here." You know, it's just I don't know what it was, but you know, he put that out there, and you know, I don't. And then, of course, the rest of the day, he's going off on his gun control rants. You know, 97% of Americans support universal background checks. Blah blah
right,
blah.
Right.
And they call it Dana Lash all the time. Like, you have nothing to better do with your life than to call out these people and, you know, harass them.
Yeah, I think Americans are getting sick of being called murderers and having blood on our hands and being told that we wouldn't mind have, no matter how much children's blood splashes us in the face, that all we care about is gunman. We're getting tired of hearing kids say that to us.
They're puppets, you know, of the left. I mean, look who funded the $5 million March for our Lives. It was, you know, George Soros, and I know George Clooney threw in some money there. It's just they're puppets, and they have no idea what they're saying, and they think they're tough bullies that are going to actually, you know, change something. Give me a break.
Well, yeah, they're not. They're full, a little bit full of themselves. Hey, I got to let you go because the time is of the essence right now. We're coming to an end. But, man, I got to tell you, I can't wait to get out there. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. Can't wait. Tyler Izagirre, thank you for being here very much. And the site is heller10.com. Is there another website you want to give out real quick?
No, heller10.com, T-E-N.com.
All right, Tyler. We're going to be bringing you on the program frequently leading up to this event, which is right around the corner. The 27th is coming quick. that Tuesday in June. If I got the date right, maybe I'll have to check. It's either 26 or 27. Thanks, Tyler. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I guess I'm going to move into this one because we talked a little bit about Tyler mentioned in the previous. I mean, he's a great guy, by the way. I can't wait to have him back on the show. As more things build up and as I'm able to tell you more about the list of who will be in Washington, D.C., and really, if you can make it, visit heller10.com. It's something you might want to check out. It's a good opportunity to get the family in D.C. overnight or something if you haven't. My kids are old enough, so I'm kind of, I think, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to get them in Washington for a night or two and participate and see some really cool stuff in Washington, D.C. But it was one of the topics I wanted to talk about today. He was really passionate about it. I didn't know he was trolling him on the website. But let me see if – I think it was A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about this as I was doing my research today. I saw the story about – and it was picked up at a number of different places, but I'll default and go to my political analyst on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, and my fan favorite, and that's A.W.R. Hawkins. But his piece is titled, David Hogg Goes from Calling NRA Pathetic Blankers to Tweeting NRA Gun Safety Guidelines. And I got to be honest with you, my eyes popped on that one because this kid's all over the board. But I do believe, I think America has had enough of this and don't like being told and talked down to, quite frankly, by kids. Look, these kids don't want to be adults, so we'll call them kids. That's what they want to be called, kids. I'm just a high school kid. Forget the fact he's an adult that can do adult time in an adult penitentiary for committing a felony as an adult and is not going to be treated as a juvenile because he isn't. If they want to be kids, we'll treat them like kids. If they're too small and they're too small-minded and they don't want to own guns and they can't believe they should even be able to at their age, then we will treat them as the juvenile that they are, that they are, okay? But he has called you some vile things. He's called you a pathetic. Mm-mm. Vitriol. Pure hatred. Here's part of what he says. And when he talks about the NRA, remember he's talking about you. This bears repeating. Because it's going to dovetail into Bloomberg, which is what I'm going to. That's why I decided to cover this now briefly, just to throw this out there and get you nice and riled up a little bit. But he's called you a pathetic-er that want to keep killing our children. That's what he called you, Mom. That's what he called you, Dad. A pathetic satellite radio moment word that wants to keep killing our children. That's a quote. And he also added, quote, they could have blood, meaning you. You could have blood from children splattered all over your face and you wouldn't take action because all you want to do is see those dollar signs. That's right, Dad. That's right, Mom. According to this kid, that's what you want to do. He said it just makes him think what sick satellite radio moment word-ers out there want to continue to sell more guns, murder more children. And then he talks about politicians, and politicians just get reelected. And that's just a part of it. That's just a part. And this is what the media is selling, is this commentary. This is what Tyler was talking about, this vitriol, this hatred, this pure hatred towards you. So the bottom line is these kids are really full of themselves. They think they can do anything they want. They can't. They're not going to change the world. While the media is attempting to give them that play, it's not going to happen. But here's where it gets dangerous. This is how I'm going to close the show out with you, finish the rest of this segment with this, and next segment. Did you hear or follow any of the reports about Bloomberg speaking at Rice University? On the surface, it was just Bloomberg talking about dishonest politicians. But you see, as a gun owner and someone who he directs his billions of dollars to into taking away your rights and attack you, you know a little bit more about Bloomberg than the average bear, boo-boo. Because you listen to programs like this, you know what groups he funds. You know why he funds them, and you know the lies they tell in the commercials they play, which we played last week, Minnesota and other spots, that these misleading, intentionally, intellectually dishonest ads that we have called out time and time after time after again, time after time. We've also looked at the phony statistics they've pulled out of a hat. Shannon Watts is notorious for it. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And it's all coming from Bloomberg's wallet. And his wallet's fat. P PHAT, baby. According to him, and this is what he told graduating college kids. Not kids, right? 21 plus. Adults, excuse me. David Hogan, those guys are kids. These kids are no longer kids. They're going out into the workforce. These are adults. But he told this group of college students, graduating seniors, that Americans, them, us as a nation, are facing, quote, an epidemic of dishonesty. And the first thing that my head popped, are you kidding me? Michael Bloomberg's talking about facing an epidemic of dishonesty. He is funding to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars the most dishonest, lying gun control campaign this nation has ever seen. And it's all coming from his office. He is approving everything. And this guy has the gall to stand up on a phone book, because it's the only way he can reach the microphone, if you know anything about Bloomberg. I think there's a little Napoleon complex going on there. Hey, it's my only opportunity to rag a guy worth billions. Yes, I'm envious, okay? I'd love to have that fat wallet. I certainly wouldn't be doing with that money what he's doing with it. Can you imagine trying to spend your fortune taking away your fellow citizens' rights? Can you imagine that? That is mind-boggling to me. But I digress. For this man to stand there and say that America is facing an epidemic of dishonesty in Washington, he says it's more dangerous than terrorism or communism. He called it an endless barrage of lies and a trend toward alternate realities that pose a dire threat to U.S. democracy. This from the man who is funding and bankrolling a web and campaign of intellectually honest deceit and lies in a gun control campaign that this nation has never seen the likes of before. Calling you. He's funding these kids too, by the way. That's where that money's coming from. Make no mistake. Every town forgets all Bloomberg money. Every bit of it. Personal funds of Bloomberg's. Splattered blood. Gun profit money. I've never seen any of that money. But why let the truth get in the way? So to hear him stand up and say this to a group of graduating seniors was astonishing. I'm not the only one that picked up on this. Bloomberg said, and I'll continue because you want to hear some of what he said. This is bigger than any one person. It's bigger than any one party. How did we go from a president who could not tell a lie, George Washington, right, to politicians who cannot tell the truth? Again, coming from the biggest gun control liar ever in existence on planet Earth. The only thing more dangerous than dishonest politicians who have no respect for the law is a chorus of enablers who defend their every lie. So he's talking about himself, I guess, in his chorus of enablers like Shannon Watts and the rest of them that defend the every lie? No, you got to be kidding me. To those of us who spend our days researching this stuff and talking about it, this is incredible to hear. Because, you see, Bloomberg's generally very quiet. He doesn't say anything about his gun control effort because he knows he's hated by the American population. He knows nobody wants to see his New York obnoxious wallet taking away their rights and freedoms in their state. So he pretty much stays to himself. Boy, he let the cat out of the bag and opened Pandora's box with this one. Wasn't lost on the Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gottlieb either. We'll read you that press release when we come back too.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wrapping up this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with you in the Daily Defense studios. There's always more than we can talk about on the time permits. We're working on that for you. Let me just say that. That's a teaser, okay? Please visit all of our sponsors that make this show possible. And let me tell you, if there's going to be additional time, it's going to be as a direct result of our sponsors, all right? WarfighterTobacco.com, AAR is the promo code. Crossbreed Holsters, you know who they are. For gosh sakes, if I got to tell you to go to Crossbreed Holsters to buy the best holsters in the world, I've been derelict in my duties for the last decade. MantisX.com, the training device that attaches to the Picatinny rail on your fire, is just incredible. I had Austin on the show last night to describe it on the mic, and I mean it works. I've got one, and the thing is amazing. Boondocks Academy, you book training with Boondocks Academy out in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. Okay. The website is boondocksfta.com. Again, the promo code is AAR. Save 10% when you book your training course online at their Jackson, Mississippi facility. Make sure to do this. If you're planning on taking some firearms training, support Armed American Radio. Go to Boondocks, the best down there in the Southeast. Super Talk Mississippi stations, love you guys. All right? Survival kit and gear, huge deal. Survival kit and gear, AAR is the promo code. I believe it's 20% off over there at Survival Kit and Gear. All right, the MyPillow, you know that. Barrel Block. God, Block Safety, BLOKSafety.com. It's $12.99. You get 20% off over there for more training tools. Really fun stuff. So make sure to head over. And you can check out all these sponsors at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Now, McIlvaney ICA, I've been flirting with this because I've been buying a lot of silver, and I kind of want to go there. I will let you know how that works. I'm getting email on that. But you can check out what I'm looking into over there at McIlvaneyICA.com. This is cool stuff, and these people keep us in business. So thank them, and thank you for your support. All right. This Bloomberg thing is really disturbing for a number of reasons, okay? Check this out. Bloomberg said the only thing more dangerous than dishonest politicians who have no respect for the law is a chorus of enablers who defend their every lie. Listen to what else he said. How did we go, I said, from a president who cannot tell a lie to politicians who cannot tell the truth? Extreme partisanship is what he blamed, quote unquote, for an unprecedented tolerance of dishonesty in the U.S. He said people were now committed more to their political tribes than the truth. Sounds just like Bloomberg. And Every Town for Gun Safety and Shannon Watson, that whole merry band of Pied Piper, outright bald-faced liars, doesn't it? And he, of course, suggested the nation is more divided than any time since the Civil War, and he's right about that. You might also want to take a look at how that played out and what the outcome was. Americans don't like having their freedoms taken away. You got it? You can go back to the Revolution and take a look what happened. That whole... I have no time to go into that, but some people, man, better be careful what they wish for. Very dangerous, the toxicity coming from the left, and that's what he is the left. But for him to talk about the level of dishonesty that he says enables what he calls criminality is incredible. This coming from the guy who funds the worst, the absolute worst gun control, gun grabber, liars, the intellectual dishonesty that comes from these people is unbelievable. It's all coming from him. And for him to stand up there and talk to a graduating class of seniors at Rice University is just absolutely incredible. Greatest threat to American democracy, he said, isn't communism, jihadism, or any other external force or power. It's our own willingness to tolerate dishonesty in service of party and in pursuit of power. Sounds just like he's describing the Democrats and his own gun grabber groups, doesn't it? Just absolutely incredible. So that wasn't lost on Alan Gottlieb and the whole crew. My peeps over at Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the Second Amendment Foundation. When billionaire anti-gun former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg launched a tirade during Rice University's graduation ceremonies over the weekend about an epidemic of dishonesty in the nation's capital, he could easily have been talking about the gun prohibition movement he largely finances, the Second Amendment Foundation said. Bloomberg criticized what he called an endless barrage of lies, noted, of course, our good friend Alan Gottlieb. But that's exactly what we've seen from the gun prohibition lobby, exemplified by Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, from deceptively combining suicide and homicide data to inflate what they call the number of gun violence victims, to inflating the number of school shootings, which the Washington Post called flat wrong, and suggesting that raising the age of limit for purchasing firearms and banning modern sporting rifles will somehow prevent mass shootings, the gun control campaign has been built on layers of false promises. Allen continued in this press release, anti-gun lobbying groups have claimed that 40% of gun transactions occurred without a background check. And he obviously that claim was proven to be false. Each gun control failure has been followed by demands for even more restrictions on law-abiding citizens. Each new erosion of fundamental Second Amendment rights is sold to the public as a preventative measure until the next tragedy occurs, followed by more demands that gun owners give up a little more privacy and a little more liability. Bloomberg also warned about a trend toward what? Alternate realities during his speech. Gottlieb suggested that the billionaire former mayor might be an expert on that subject. Behind all of the gun control rhetoric, Gottlieb observed, Elitists like Bloomberg with their billion-dollar bankrolls and armed private security continue their campaigns for public disarmament from the safety of walled estates or gated communities. Nothing more accurately reflects an alternate reality than the one enjoyed by people like Bloomberg who live behind walls or gates and have their own bodyguards. Suggesting that surrendering a basic right of self-defense and the tools to protect one's home and family will somehow move average citizens closer to the idyllic security of the rich and famous is the most dishonest thing of all. Now, I had not seen that release from the Second Amendment Foundation and Mr. Gottlieb, whom I spoke to earlier today. I had not seen that release and did not discuss this release with him at the time I talked with him, but had already moved the Bloomberg right up to the top of the heap for today's program, and it wiped out a whole bunch of other stuff I was going to go into. You've got to pick and choose what's more important. Coming from the man who is funding the most dishonest campaign probably in American history when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, for that man to stand up there and talk the way he did is the absolute height of hypocrisy and elitism. So that begs the question, does he know he's doing it? Or is he so far out of touch and so entitled that he doesn't even see it? I'm going with the latter. Michael Bloomberg is a brilliant man. You do not rise to $47 billion wealth because you're a stupid idiot. And I don't want to hear, well, there's a difference between business smarts and street smarts. To get to that level takes both. And smarts we might not even know about. You got to give the devil his due sometimes. Michael Bloomberg is a brilliant man. But I believe, does he know there's lies in there? Yeah, I think he knows he's telling some fibs. But I believe, and follow me on this one, he believes through a sense of entitlement that he can do it. Because he feels that he is morally superior to you because of what he has achieved. So kick that one around. We'll go into a little bit more tomorrow. There's going to be some more backlash on this Bloomberg stuff. We'll be looking at it overnight tonight and into tomorrow. We'll see what we can pull out of our hats for you on this one. But think about that tonight. Give me your thoughts. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Please support Armed American Radio sponsors. They love us here, and we love them, and that's the way it's supposed to work. The full list, armedamericanradio.com. You'll see it scrolling by on the bottom. We've got some new ones getting ready to kick in, too. And until we meet on the radio again tomorrow, and we will, and they don't like it, remember, armedamericanradio.com to find out where to listen. Until we meet, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. And don't forget to check out heller10.com. See you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.